This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado Springs housing prices set records for the fifth month in a row in June. However, the median price of a single-family home is still nearly $100,000 less than in Metro Denver. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
The median home price in the Springs rose to $450,000 in June, up almost $20,000 from a month earlier. Homes are also staying on the market for an average of 9 days, half the time of a year ago. Donna Major with Colorado Peak Real Estate says the Springs is increasingly pricing out first-time home buyers.
And that's heartbreaking because obviously I want to see everyone be able to buy a home and live in something that they own and build equity.
Meanwhile, median home prices in Denver were $545,000 in June. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver lawmakers have passed a bill requiring massage businesses to be licensed with the city. Lawmakers and police call the policy a step toward combating so-called illicit massage parlors, which can be used for human and sex trafficking. The bill requires businesses to pay a one-time $500 application fee and an annual $250 licensing fee. It bans sex acts from being performed inside massage businesses and also bans people from living on site, which police say some trafficking victims do. Support for a civilian climate corps, an idea championed by Colorado Representative Joe Neguse, got a congressional boost today. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The corps would be a massive jobs program targeted at helping fight climate change and prepare communities for its impacts. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll ensure that the corps is included in the upcoming reconciliation package.
And I will fight to get the biggest, boldest CCC possible.
Beautiful.
Neguse says supporters of the Civilian Climate Corps have agreed on a broad set of principles, from prioritizing natural climate solutions and clean energy to having an equitable and diverse core membership. He acknowledges many of the details, including the price tag, will still need to be negotiated. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Boulder, it's 92 degrees. In Clifton, 99. This is CPR News.